To be here tonight, if you have your Bible in 2 Samuel chapter 15, I'd like to read tonight. 2 Samuel chapter number 15. I want to begin with verse 1. I'll read down through verse number 6 tonight. 2 Samuel chapter 15. Begin our reading with verse number 1. It's a blessing to be back west side with you folks, Brother Hyatt and all the people here. Good to be in service with other folks from other places tonight. Appreciate the service already. Thank God for the wonderful preaching we've already heard tonight. And I'm glad that is the message of the gospel is hope. Thank God, and I appreciate that tonight. Look with us now, 2 Samuel chapter 15, verse number 1. If you found your place, if you're physically able and willing to do so, we do invite you to stand with us. Of course, we'll by our standing, we're simply honoring and reverencing the reading of God's Word. If we have to read these verses, if you'll remain standing, we'll pray together. And I would appreciate your prayers for us. I need them tonight and need the Lord's help. The Bible said it came to pass after this that Absalom prepared him chariots and horses and 50 men to run before him. And Absalom rose up early and stood beside the way of the gate. And it was so that when any man that had a controversy came to the king for judgment, then Absalom called unto him and said, "Of what city art thou?" And he said, "Thy servant is one of the tribes of Israel." And Absalom said unto him, "See, thy matters are good and right. There's no man deputed of the king to hear thee." Absalom said, "Moreover, oh, that I were made judge in the land, that every man which hath any suit or cause might come unto me, and I would do him justice." And it was so that when any man came nigh to him to do him obeisance, he put forth his hand and took him and kissed him. And on this manner did Absalom to all Israel that came to the king for judgment. So Absalom stole the hearts of the men of Israel. Father, thank you for the privilege to pray tonight. Thank you for the word of God that's already been preached. Thank you for the hope that we have in Jesus. Oh, dear Lord, tonight, thank you for the songs and the testimonies tonight, the prayers and everything that's been done to bring glory and honor to your name thus far. I appreciate the reading of the word of God tonight. Thank you for the portion you've directed my heart to. You know the burden of my heart. But, oh Lord, I'll not be able to deliver that burden if you don't give me unction and utterance. But I pray for a few moments you'd have mercy on me. And you'd have mercy upon these dear people that await my words and hide me in the cross. And speak to me and through me tonight. Give me heavenly wisdom and spiritual insight. Give us unction and utterance tonight. May we proclaim the truths that are in this Bible tonight. And may the word of God find lodging in our lives tonight. May sinners be convicted and converted. May saints be revived and refreshed. May we be reproved and instructed, O Lord, and encouraged and admonished tonight. And may we leave here better by coming. Lord, I pray above everything that would be done, that your name would be glorified and magnified among us. Lord, your Lord, and we'll thank you and praise you for what you do. I ask what I ask. In Jesus' lovely name, amen and amen. I'd like to preach for just a moment tonight from this passage, if I can, on "Don't let Absalom steal your heart." Don't let Absalom steal your heart. The Bible tells us in the last verse that we read that Absalom stole the hearts of the men of Israel. In verse number 13, the Bible said, "And there came a messenger to David, saying, 'The hearts of the men of Israel are after Absalom.'" What had happened? Absalom had stole their hearts. Jesus said in John's Gospel, chapter number 10 and verse 10, "The thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and destroy." And here in Absalom, in this story that we read to you tonight, we have an individual that literally thieved the hearts of the children of Israel. Oh, hear me. Can I say to you, that word steal means to thieve or to deceive. It means to strip or rub off. It means to gain or to win. And to do it gradually and without perception.
And so the men of Israel, as they listened to Absalom, as they received his kiss, as they heard his words, slowly and surely their hearts were turned unto him. And he stole their hearts from the king, my friend, the rightful king, God's man, the man after God's own heart tonight. May I remind you, my friend, that David had come, my friend, to power and authority. His kingdom had been established. He no longer was a man of blood, nor a man of war. It looks like that this action could have possibly taken place in the 30th year of David's reign. Oh, hear me, friend. Am I? And oh, how the kingdom had been established. Satan realized that there was no way that an outward force, my friend, that nor the king, our kingdom, nor the people could mount, my friend, an attack and overcome this king. So from within, my friend, comes Absalom to steal the hearts of the people. Is the Lord your king tonight? Is Jesus your king tonight? Oh, hear me. Let me remind you tonight, if you're not careful, they'll come along and Absalom, that'll alienate you from your rightful king tonight. Oh, hear me, friend. Can I say to you tonight, his desire is to wean away our loyalty and our love for our king tonight. Here's David. Of David, they said, before Saul was removed from king, from being king, and David was established, the children of Israel had sung, Saul has slain his thousands, but David has slain his 10,000s. Oh, hear me, friend, and the heart of the people was toward this man that God had chosen in place of Saul to be the king. But as time went on, my friend, as he went from a young man and a man of youth and a man of war to an older man, things settled down, my friend, in the kingdom, the heart of this people was slowly and gradually stolen from David tonight. Oh, hear me. We must be aware tonight, my friend, though we bound to his rule in our life, the Lord Jesus, that there is constantly an Absalom waiting to steal our hearts away. Oh, hear me. I wanted us to be moved from our allegiance and our affection. Oh, hear me. And our adornment of the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you hearing me, friend? Oh, they wasn't at the first in absolute rebellion. They were not against David at first, but more and more as Absalom began to speak to them and talk to them little by little, there arose a day, my friend, when they chose to follow Absalom and left following David. Are you hearing me tonight? You'll not lose that affection overnight. You'll not lose that allegiance to your king and your savior in just a few hours. But as time wears on, and as those whispers of Satan come in your life, before you know it, you'll find yourself not feeling by the king like you used to feel by him. You'll find out that you don't look at him in the same way that you used to look at him. Are you hearing me? Oh, hear me. And so it was with Absalom and with David. Oh, hear me. Can you imagine? To David, out of the people he had lost in his age, I got some of his beauty. But here come an Absalom that the Bible said was of such beauty that he was praised in all of Israel. Are you hearing me? And they looked at the outward appearance, and they looked on the flesh, and they looked on the surface, and forgot what God's will was. Are you hearing me? They let the lust of the eyes, my friend, cause them to turn away from the King that God said he's the man that I want on the throne tonight. Are you listening? Oh my. Oh God, help us tonight. Here's Absalom with his beauty. Not only is with his beauty, oh my, but notice, thank God he's running. Oh, my friend, with horses and 50 men, amen. And the people look at it and they're impressed. Now, Moses' law had forbid a king, thank God, to have horses and chariots in the nation of Israel. But here's thank God, Absalom, and he's running with them horses and them 50 men before him. And you can hear him coming a long way off. And that impressed the people. Hey God, that noise and that racket. Oh yeah. That drama. That excitement. That roar around him. Hey God. He looked more impressive than David that sat up yonder on the throne. Anybody hearing me tonight? Amen. Are you listening? Oh my. By the way, they watched Absalom come by with those horses. My God. Prancing as they were. My God, those 50 men are running before him. My, they said, what a ruler he had made. My, what a man is that? Are you hearing me? And when David came through the city and the village and the countryside, he's riding an old mule. And they said, Mama, shouldn't we have somebody like Absalom as our king? Rather than somebody like David. Anybody hearing me? Oh my. Well, let me just preach there a moment tonight, if I can. Amen. I'm well aware, and you are too, hey God, of our religion. Hey God. Oh my. And Christendom has gone wild over entertainment. Amen. Can I say to you, the majority of Christendom is nothing but Hollywood drama on a religious level. Are y'all hearing me tonight? Hey God. And most churches and most camp meetings and generally speaking, hey God, it's like living a religious soap opera. Hey God. In most churches, and it's politics and power. It's impressive. Hey God. And folks are putting on the dog and putting on the show. Are y'all hearing me? Oh, listen to me tonight. And it's begun to impress a lot of folks tonight when they say, my, that Lushall looks better than that old time way. Oh, are you hearing me? Why wouldn't we go with this modern stuff and leave battle against slobbering, a sweating preacher. Why would we not want, thank God, that sanctification and separation and holiness he preaches? Thank God, when we can have all the fanfare and hate from the chandeliers and live like we want to in hell. Are y'all hearing me? Oh God, but I'm telling you tonight, thank God, if you're not careful, your heart's being stolen away from the rightful king tonight. Hey, are you hearing me tonight? Amen. God help us. Amen. Well, I'm just preaching now. Thank God. Oh, we're not at a Joel Osteen. Thank God, couples retreat tonight. Thank God, we're not making a Gaither video. Thank God, we met to worship. Hallelujah. And it doesn't matter to me who does the preaching and who does the shouting and who does the singing and the testifying. As long as the Holy Ghost blesses it and has his way, and the Lord is honored. Hallelujah. And sinners are convicted and saints are revived. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me tonight? Hallelujah. Amen. Oh my. And not only was there his beauty and his brawn, but there was his boasting. Amen. Oh my. Oh God help us. When the people came to the king with a controversy for judgment, it is then that Absalom said, oh, that I was appointed judge. Yeah. Amen. Oh. Hallelujah. Well, Absalom, you could be a judge if you'd go to law school and learn the law and go up through the ranks, amen, and get appointed, amen. But he wanted to bypass all of that, amen, thank God, and be over the people.
Amen.
Well, Lord help us tonight. Are you listening? By the way, Absalom spoke out of the people as they came to the gate to petition the king over a controversy, thank God, and for him to hand out judgment. Hallelujah. All this people in their older age and in King David's older time, thank God, had become unaware they wanted more out of the king than what they give.
Yeah.
Amen. And they were coming to see what he could give them, not what they could give him. And it's when you get to that point that you cease to be a servant, that you cease to give to him, and you always want him to give to you, that Absalom will slip up beside you and say, if you just follow me, hey God, I listen to your controversy, I do justice in the matter of your judgment. Anybody hearing me tonight? And as he does, he steals the heart of the people and alienates us from the Lord. Absalom's name means the peace of his father. But there was anything but peace that come from Absalom. And oh, with his beauty and his brawn and his boastfulness, as the people came to poor David, thank God, slowly and surely he began to win their hearts until the day the trumpet was blown and somebody said, we ought to cry out Absalom as king. We don't need David anymore. His usefulness has run out. Hallelujah. We've got something and somewhat better. Are you hearing me tonight? Amen. Oh my. Now can I say, amen, if David had dealt with Absalom many years before, this had probably never been. As a matter of fact, he let him run amok and do whatever he pleased, and never restrained him or never held him back in any shape or form. Is anybody listening to me tonight? Hallelujah. Amen. Now I want to tell you something about Absalom tonight. You can't listen to him. You can't befriend him. Thank God. You can't, my friends, crunch up to him. The only thing you can do with Absalom tonight is deal harshly and hardly with him.
Amen.
Put him on the road.
Right.
And say, my allegiance is to the Lord's King. Yes. My affection is still to the one that saved me by grace, yes, amen, and brought me out of the condition that I was in, amen. Yes. Woo, hallelujah. Oh, my. And so they came looking for a handout from David. And Absalom said, if I was judge, if the king had deputed me, hey God, your cause is right, amen. Your cause is just. Yeah. And if I was able to settle this controversy, if I was able to make the judgment, I'd do justice for all. I'd do what was right. Anybody hearing me tonight?
Amen.
Not only can he take us away, thank God, in our worldliness and by our flesh and the lust of our eyes and appeal to our pride. Oh my. But it's in those hours when we feel like we do have a controversy. When we feel like we do have a matter of judgment. When we feel like God ought to intervene in our behalf. And he doesn't. That Absalom will slip up and say, if the king really cared about you, thank God, he'd change the situation quicker than what he did. Amen. That's exactly right. Why don't he give you a better job? Why don't he let you have a better house? Why don't he, thank God, give you a healing when you ask him? Anybody listen to me tonight? Why don't he answer your prayer when you ask him to answer it? Amen. Why don't he move in your behalf? Your matter, hey God, your controversy is just and right. Hallelujah. Oh my. Why is it God? Am I feeling hurrying and making? Am I feeling steps to change your situation, to give you victory? Why does he keep letting you bear up under the load? Why does he keep allowing you to suffer? Are you hearing me tonight? Why does he let the storm keep raging in your life? Anybody hearing me tonight? Hey God, why does he move? Hey God, those dark clouds. And if you're not careful, Absalom will talk to you like that. And you'll get to feeling like the king doesn't really care. That he's not really ruling like he should. And your affections, and your sympathies, and your love for him won't be like it's been. And you won't trust him like you have trusted him. You won't believe him like you did believe him. Are you hearing me? And you'll say it's unfair and it's unjust. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me tonight? And before you know it, your heart has been stolen from your king. Anybody listening to the preacher tonight? Amen. Oh my. Oh my. May I remind you, the thief comes silently. The thief comes secretly. Amen. Jesus said in John chapter 10, all that ever came up before me were thieves and robbers. Amen. A thief steals from you, my friend, under color without you knowing it. Amen. Are you listening? I read of a man
Came into his house one dark night. Thief was there. Amen. Thief heard him coming in and stood in the shadows. Amen. Thank God, like he was a statue. Amen. Held out his hand. The man come by, put his hat on his hand and went to bed. And after he went to bed, the thief went out because he is unaware that the thief was there. A robber. Thank God, will do you physical damage. Thank God. And harm and take from you. The thief, quite often, will just remove things a little bit at the time until he's got it all.
Right.
Are you hearing me tonight? Oh my. Verse 7 said, after 40 years, evidently from the time that God had first anointed David, and he had always had those that said he's not the rightful king. Amen. He shouldn't be the rightful king. Always had that minority that wouldn't bow to his kingship. Anybody hearing me tonight? Hey God. After that long time, here come Absalom. And with him already there. And with the hearts he had stolen. Year after year, week after week, month after month. Are you hearing me? Oh my. Are you here tonight? Oh my. And you're having trouble believing him tonight? Trusting him tonight? You're not in love with him like he once was? You don't have the affection for him that you once had? Are you hearing me tonight? You're not appreciative to him as you once were? Oh, hear me tonight. You don't think tonight that he's done you rightly or justly tonight? Are you hearing me? It looks to me the grass is greener on the other side of the fence because Absalom has stole your heart. Amen. Amen. I wonder tonight where you are in this story. And year in and year out as the people came by. Amen. Maybe the man went home one day and said to his wife, you won't believe what Absalom said to me today. Amen. I can't believe he said that. Yeah. Why, he's one of the kings.
That's right. That's right.
Amen. Amen. But he said this to me. Isn't that awful? But the next time he went back, he caught him again and kissed him, bowed to him, and said, if I was judge, I'd do justice for you. If the king would just depute me, thank God, and make me ruler and judge. Hallelujah. And he'd go back home and he said, you know what? That fellow may be right. Amen. And as he went back time and time again, one day he said, I believe he's right. Amen. I don't believe David cares for us like he used to. Amen. I don't believe he appreciates his folks like he used to appreciate them. And I don't understand why he won't judge for me rightly. Why his judgment is against me. Why he don't relieve me. Thank God. Of this burden that I'm carrying. Are you hearing me? Maybe Absalom's right. It's time for somebody else. Oh my. And in your heart tonight. Amen. And you see, that's where it all starts.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Are you hearing me tonight? That's where hope is at. Is in the heart that Brother Jeremy preached on tonight. Amen. It's in the inward parts. And it doesn't matter how loud you holler or how many times you scream. Oh my. Or the song that comes out of your lips. It all has to do with heart tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me tonight? Amen. It ain't how loud you pray. Amen. Prayer is heart language. And if your heart's not in tune, if your heart's not in touch, hey, are you hearing me tonight? Oh, are you listening? Preacher of mine said lately, now he may have told you some of the same thing. Amen. Said, well, the fellow was down in the prisons, and he said, well, they got Baptists that come down there and try and preach and talk to them men in prison, and they got the holiness that come down, and he said the only difference is the Baptists read them in and the holiness holler them in. Amen. The only problem is neither one of them gets in, because it ain't from reading them in or them a hollering. Hallelujah. It's hard language.
Yes, sir.
It's a hard proposition.
Yes. Amen.
Some of you are sitting here tonight, hey God, and you look good on the outside, and you look good in the flesh, and you look good in your religious garb tonight. Oh, hear me. But your heart's been stolen tonight, and Absalom has stolen your heart, and you don't feel like you used to feel toward the King tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Oh my. And you may be that person tonight that feels that way. And you're never going to make an open confession or rebellion against the King. But in your heart, you've quit him tonight. In your heart, you've said no more. Amen. Are you listening? You're going through the motions. Amen. And you're going through the mechanics. Amen. But there's no heartfelt, no heartfelt living for God tonight. No heartfelt faith. Amen. You look on while others preach, testify, sing, and shout. Amen. As a matter of fact, you might smile when they do. Amen. You might even wave your hand, but down inside, amen, there's something missing in your heart tonight. Your heart has been stole away. Absalom has stole your heart tonight. Amen. Oh, he's a type of Satan. Satan was beautiful. Amen. And he was beautiful, so was Absalom. And he's a thief, and that's what Satan is. A thief and a liar. Was from the beginning, always. Anybody hearing me tonight? And he may be just one of Satan's emissaries, whatever the Absalom is. Amen. But he's talked you out of it tonight. He's talked your heart empty tonight. Oh my. Oh, would you come tonight? Amen. Somebody said, is there any help for Absalom? Yeah. Go to the cross tonight. Go to the cross. For in Absalom that caused this insurrection and rebellion, he is caught in the tree by the hair of his head. And when three darts pierced through him, hallelujah, he quit stealing the hearts. Are y'all hearing me? Amen. There is victory over your Absalom.
Amen.
At the cross.
Amen.
For there three nails pierced the precious Lord's body. Woo! And he done what is necessary to get the victory over Absalom tonight. Can I use what you preached, brother? There is hope!
Yes! Yes!
No, Absalom stole your heart! There's hope! Hallelujah!
Yes.
You can feel again! You can faith him again! You can trust him again! You can believe him again! You can live for him again! Hallelujah! You can be in love with him again! You can have affection for him again! Hallelujah! Oh my, I don't know who the Absalom was in your life. You know. But here you are tonight, and your heart's been stole from the rightful King. I wonder, would you come tonight? and say, Lord, in my heart, Absalom has stole my heart away from you. But I want you to forgive me tonight, Lord. And I want you to restore me and revive me and renew me. And Lord, let me have that sweetness again, that faith and that trust again. Everybody stand, please.